Our devotion today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, sometimes called the resurrection chapter. Begin reading with verse 56. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. One summer many years ago, I was helping shingle a roof, and all of a sudden, an older man who was up above me on the roof began to slide all the way down this very steep roof and went all the way off onto the porch. He hurt himself, but not too badly. But I still remember the sensation that went down my spine of watching someone slide all the way off of a roof. It kind of had a double impact on me. Not only was I so concerned for him, but it made me very fearful for my own safety and for my own life. During the construction of the Golden Gate Bridge in 1933, one of the largest bridges ever made, it spans over 4,000 feet. It was up as high as 750 feet in the air. And the workers back then had to battle the fog and the rain and the wind. And there were a number of men that fell to their death, about 11 of them, during that process. They claimed that some unemployed men would stand and wait in line to watch if anybody died so they could take their place. The text before us talks about the sting of death. And there's kind of a double pain. There's the sting of death because it hurts when it's going in. It's like a sting would in a bee. But there's also the venom that it injects into the veins. And so there's a double impact when someone dies. It's certainly hard for us to watch someone die, maybe dealing with the loss of a loved one in our families. But it also points each one of us to our own mortality. And so that's the double sting that comes with it. On Good Friday, our dear Lord Jesus went to death for us. And he took the fangs that the serpent, the devil, dug into his very flesh and into his body. And he also took the venom from that. But now he has come alive. He's alive and victorious after that great bite from the devil. And he himself now, Christ himself, has taken that bite and the venom into himself to become the very antidote for death. That's why our text says that God gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Think of that. He gives us the victory over death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So Christ has come to defang your death, your future death, and mine. All this is now yours through this tiny little activity that the Holy Spirit works in our hearts, known as faith. Think what an amazing thing faith is, something you can't see. And yet, God the Holy Spirit causes us to grab onto our Savior, and because of that, we can be death defiers. We have the power over our own grave. This victory is why we can stand over the graves of our loved ones and sing hymns. I remember at my mother's funeral singing that line in a hymn, "Death itself is transitory. I shall lift my head in glory." Every time I sing that, it gives me confidence for my own future death. The resurrection of our Lord promises us our own future resurrection, our own little Easters that are coming for us to celebrate in our future. And this has had a dramatic impact now on how we can look at our lives, how we can understand our future together. God says, "My beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." This resurrection that we have waiting for us allows us to go about our life and our work in this world with tremendous confidence and with tremendous hope in front of us, knowing that someday we too, just like our Lord, will rise from our own graves. How our hearts yearn within us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, my risen Savior, stir up the faith that you have graciously implanted in my heart, that I may labor in your vineyard with a confident heart. May the joy and hope that you provide by your resurrection be my very life and purpose in everything I do. I pray this all in your saving name. Amen. May God bless your day.